Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Orange Slice podcast, OSU OKC's podcast about what's happening all over campus. And I'm here today with Tony Smith. He's the department head of business administration. And we have some exciting new things happening in business administration. We're going to start off talking about that with some micro-credentials. It's a big buzzword. There's a lot of people talking about micro-credentials. What are we doing with it, and why are they so important?
Sure. What are we doing with it in business is looking at taking three classes that actually go towards a degree, and they can get a badge or a micro-credential. Some of the examples are like a supervisor. So if you take these three classes on HR management, principles of management, and introduction to business, you're going to get a micro-credential. Why that's so important is businesses and actually students are looking for quick hits, ways to get to work right away, but also have some of that training behind them without going through that 2 or 3 year period to get a degree.
Okay, so are a lot of people doing this maybe already in a position and looking to add?
Yes, a lot of these, we're working with some companies that want to upskill their employees. So as an example, we're working with a large manufacturer here and been around since 1920. So they have a lot of supervisors or middle managers in the manufacturing area. So they're looking at upskilling them, not wanting them necessarily go for a 2 year degree, but getting them upskilled into a supervisor. Other examples, we're working with a bank that wants to get a little bit more customer service. So we offer professional selling and business communications and ways to deal with customers. And so these businesses currently have employees that they'd like to upskill.
And so this is a trend, really, you were saying, nationwide as far as micro-credentials. What are some of the advantages?
Well, I'd say the advantage is it's very specific, so it's very focused. So if you have a need, say you're a business and has a need for a particular type, like say selling, and they want to get that very focused training, then they can get that training. And it's very low cost. We're one of the lowest cost places to get that training. But the good news is, unlike some other micro-credentials, these are actually college credit. So they're going to be getting a micro-credential in badge on the state regent site, and they're also going to be working towards a degree. So that's one advantage. I think also on the student side, again, a lot of our students are looking to upskill their career. So a lot of them are in jobs that they might not want to be in, and this will give them something to put on their resume, something that an employer can say, you know, this person might have some skills I'm looking for.
Okay, so the badge will show up on the region's website. They're doing a whole upskill thing, I guess, yes, statewide that they're pushing.
Yeah, there's a specific region's website, and it has literally hundreds and hundreds of micro-credentials from institutions all over the state. So these aren't necessarily accredited type micro-credentials. A lot of them are non-accredited. A lot of them are you attend a couple of day workshop, and then you get that micro-credential. So I don't want to give you the impression it's accredited, so it doesn't go through the accreditation process. And that leads me to another advantage. We can be very, very quick to develop a micro-credential because it doesn't go through all those layers. It goes to our provost, who looks at it. There's some paperwork that we need to complete, and it allows us to get something up very, very quickly.
So we're reacting to the needs of business in a lot of cases.
Exactly.
The good news for the students is a lot of that will count as college credit to keep using.
In our institution, everything, even we have another micro-credential that's one class, professional selling, and it's a industry-based credential. So that's a little bit different from micro-credentials. I know I'm getting kind of in the weeds, but these industry-based credentials are nationwide, kind of like a A++ or a Microsoft Office certificate. These are a little bit different because they're recognized nationwide. So, yeah, it's a huge push right now with not only universities but also businesses themselves.
And so these are brand new essentially for us this fall semester.
It is. We've been working on these for last semester, the semester before, and developing them. And then we completed the paperwork last spring. And the last piece is to get a business partner. So now we have business partners in place. And that's the key. Any micro-credential needs to have at least one business partner that will support that micro-credential. And their role is pretty specific, is to make sure that micro-credential is giving industry what it wants. So they're a great advisory for us.
Okay, great. And one thing you were talking about, mm-hmm. and one thing you can do here in a lot of different ways, is you can stack some of this stuff up. So
yes.
What are some of the pathways you people might look at as far as maybe they come in for micro-credential, and what else, what could come from that?
Sure. So what we've done, it's a two-year program that we've phased for our associate degrees. And we have two types of associates. We have an applied associate, which is designed to not be transferred to a college. And one of them is management. Another one's accounting. And we also have a transfer associates. So what the nice thing is, as that student is going through that plan of study, so when they go in as a freshman, they can work on the first micro-credential. And then they can get another micro-credential the next semester and get badges along the way. And then the third semester, get an additional micro-credential. And then one more semester gets them their associate degree. So it gives them kind of small wins. I think that's what we're all about, is give them wins along the way so that they will stick with that program and hopefully end up graduating with an associate degree.
Okay. And then you were saying one of the programs does transfer.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about that process.
Sure. That's a fairly new one. It replaced another transfer program, but it's called pre-professional degree. And that is really a campus-wide transfer program. And we actually have a business track. So if you take pre-professional classes, which are mostly gen ed in the beginning, and then you add business classes, you can get a pre-professional degree with a business emphasis. Now, we also have a STEM track as well. So the STEM, College of STEM, has a track where you take these other classes, and it's mainly in your third and fourth semester. Now, with that pre-professional degree, it will transfer to any four-year university in the state. So it gives the student some assurance that their degree is not going to be picked apart by that incoming university. They will take it because all those classes have been vetted, and all those classes they've agreed to accept on that particular degree. And that's fairly new. That I think that was started last year. So these are fairly new developments.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. What do you've had a lot of students that have come through and had success. Where do you see a lot of the students going who come through and get a degree here? Or mm-hmm. what type of things do they go into? Or what's been a successful career transition for some of them?
I'll tell you, there's a couple of tracks, but I'll give you some examples. So there's the track of student that wants to get here for, come here for 2 years and go to work. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those jobs are in, I'll give you an example, the associate degree in accounting. They'll go into a small accounting firm and start as a full charge bookkeeper, and then they'll work their way up to maybe working on taxes or audit. And then there's also a track where they might go in industry and go into accounts payable, receivable, some sort of degree, because that accounting degree really teaches them all the basics of accounting. Then there's the other track of students that are really interested in getting a bachelor's degree. So that is more of that pre-professional, not to say they can't go for those other, the AAS or the applied science degree, but it's a lot harder to transfer with that. So if they have a sense of, I think I want to go for a bachelor's and I think I want it in business, then the pre-professional degree is best for them. And it's very flexible. They could pretty much take any business class and that would apply towards that pre-professional degree. So it's really two main tracks of students that we try to help at OSU OKC.
And do we see in the business school primarily people getting the business degrees? Do we have much bleed over from maybe people in STEM who are like, I'd also like to know about management, or I'd also like to know a little bit about accounting? Or
it's kind of minority, because what is happening on this campus and what's happening all campuses, it used to be associate degrees were kind of growing to 64 credits, maybe 65 credits. Now the state regents have challenged all the degrees to cut them down to 60. So the challenge is with STEM or business or any of the other types of degrees, there's not a lot of other classes that they can take. There might be one or two electives. And I do see, as an example, nursing students. I teach a personal finance class. They're going to make a lot of money. Engineers are going to probably make a lot of money. I help them, and they realize they need to understand how to manage, budget, invest their money. So I get a lot of that type of, the student from other degrees for there. Now, economics, it's generally business students. Accounting, generally business students. Because, again, they don't have a lot of room in those other degrees.
I would just think something like principles of finance or principles of management would be helpful for people almost regardless of where they're going.
I would think so. And I think if they're going to go on in their bachelor's degree, that baked into that junior and senior year, they can take a little bit more of the management. But I agree. I've worked for, my first job was an engineering firm, and they know their stuff as far as engineering. It was quite evident they knew how to be engineers. But as an engineer works up in the company, they oftentimes don't have a clue on how to manage people. So it's one thing to actually do a job. It's another thing to actually manage people doing the job. So I agree with you, absolutely. Principles of management, HR management, possibly some marketing are very valuable skills.
Maybe that's when you come back and get the micro-credential, I guess. You realize, oh, I'm going to be supervising somebody and I could use some of these additional skills.
Yes.
So the business department has a lot of interaction on campus. There's I think there's a club starting. There's some events you guys are doing. Were there other things you kind of wanted to get into the that we need to get into and talk about what people should be keeping an eye out for?
Sure, absolutely. So there's quite a bit that we're looking at, and a lot of it is to outreach to not only students but outreach to the business community. So we're looking at, first of all, I'm going to be at the career or the club fair tomorrow, set up a table, and I'm going to try to see who's interested in the business club. So it's been a long time that we've thought about getting a club that's specific for business. And there's so many opportunities. They can go to competitions, marketing, planned competitions, those sorts of things. So what we're looking at is hopefully get that club going. In addition, we're going to have an advisory board meeting here in October. We have an advisory board that's made up of a swath of professionals. An example would be Arvest Bank, P&K, John Deere dealerships, small businesses like the Pie Junkie, which I really enjoy going there. But that advisory board is there to advise us and make sure our classes are relevant. So with that advisory board, we're looking at, again, the partnerships with the micro-credentials. We're looking at them to help us advance our classes and be more relevant to the business community. And then we're working on an event in the spring. It's still in its infancy as far as the planning, but it's going to have something to do with entrepreneurship and some, you know, involving people here in the Oklahoma City community, entrepreneurs that can share their stories and help our students understand what might be the opportunities, some stories about how they might have built that company and be successful, but also have networking opportunities for other businesses, and finally give the business community an idea that we are here and we're here to help.
Okay, terrific. Well, let me ask, as we're kind of coming towards the end of today's Orange Slice, anything else out there that we want to kind of remind people of or let people know about?
Gosh, I think that is probably most of it. We're here to help the community, the business community. Just keep in mind that we can offer short-term training opportunities. We've done quite a bit of short-term training where it's a lunch and learn about time management, about financial literacy. Heck, we even did one on how to buy a car. And we involved one of my faculty members. She is amazing at buying cars. So we were able to bring in the community, bring in our staff and faculty, and we can do that as well. We also work with Kristen, who is in charge of the training programs over there. So we work hand in hand. She's the non-credentialed or degreed credit type programs, but that's something that we can also provide as well. I've even gone out to nonprofits and talked to, for 6 weeks. We had a short-term training session over the summer where I took my business communications class, and we were able to talk, and we work with Kristen, communication. How do you need to communicate? And these are for clients that were really not very familiar with the business world. So lots going on at OSU OKC.
Terrific.
And just a side note, we actually had someone come down from Stillwater again, and we're continuing to connect with the Stillwater campus, as well as UCO and dare I say, OU.
All right, so lots of directions you can go, lots of things you can do, and one of our big pushes right now, these micro-credentials, if you're looking to maybe upskill a little bit, that's a big push. So take a look on the website, learn about those, and we'd love to have you come up here and get involved. So I'd like to thank our guest, Tony Smith, coming in and being a guest on Orange Slice. And, of course, stay tuned this semester for more about all the fun things, all the interesting things, all the educational things going on at OSU OKC. And we'll be back next time with more of that information for you. Thanks for watching.